another day. I might have looked the other way and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. La da 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 da. Falling, yes, I'm falling. And she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Da-da-da-da-da. Falling, yes, I'm falling. And she keeps calling me back again. Just seen a face I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me and I want all the world to see we've met. La da da. Falling, yes I'm falling. And she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes I'm falling. And she keeps calling me back again. Oh, falling, yes I'm falling.
It's WMFO Medford. Never ever will I get sick of hearing that. And it's also secret as to why the Beatles just came on. I'm being self-indulgent. And who am I to do that? I'm Mike. Nice to have you with me. Thanks so much for joining. It's 9:01 in the morning, and I've got a full-packed show today. I have a guest at 10 a.m. Actually, two. It's Joni and it's Sarah from American Ocelot. They've got some brand new music, a brand new EP that we're going to hear today. In the 9 o'clock hour, we have Larry Newman sitting over there ready with his guitar and everything, and we'll say hi in a second. He's playing with the Satch Karens band, and he's going to play a couple things live. Going to hear some Satch songs. Also playing with Hummingbird Syndicate. We'll hear some of those as well. Plus, of course, I've got Freeform and New Noise. Some of the new noise I have includes Fontaine's DC, the Shanghai Lows, Split System, the Mysterines. I've got a live day play from Happy Little Clouds from June 1st. It's good. And I'm going to start off with new noise right after I say hi to Mr. Larry Newman. Hello.
Hello, Newman.
Yeah, I knew you'd say that. Yep. So I hope you don't break a string or something like happened last time.
No.
You'll be fine.
No, last time I just opened the case and it was realized there was a broken string.
Yeah, I know. And you didn't have any extra.
I know.
All right, so we're gonna hear.
That won't happen again.
I know. That's a one-time thing. All right, so we're going to hear from Mr. Newman. As far as I know, no actual bloodline, but who knows? I don't know. With a name like Newman, you never know. But Larry, we look forward to hearing from you after the first set.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to you shortly. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with new noise from my guest who was here last week. It was Crow Follow. They have a brand new single that they just put out. And I have it for you. It's new noise. It's called I'm in Love with You. This is Crow Follow, and this is WMFO right here in Medford.
Did I see you at the Miami battlefield? You wear a mother, I can see right through hell. I don't see the way you do. Every time it's down to you. Something that I can write now. You know I'm in love with you. You know I'm in love with you. We're in. Shock the tribe. Let them know that we're still alive.
I gotta get, I gotta get. it's too low to see.
Listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford. How you doing? It's 9:20 in the morning. I'm Mike, and obviously I'm not alone here in the studio. Somebody tuning over there. Let me tell you what I played, and then we're going to hear more from Larry Newman playing live. I started off with brand new noise from Crow Follow. Sorry about the kinks in that one. That was my fault. I'll play it again for sure. Don't worry about it. But that was brand new Crow Follow. I'm in love with you. The Boomtown Rats were next. Got it from a collection called 20th Century Masters, the Millennium Collection, the best of Boomtown Rats. That was She's So Modern. Average White Band. After that, from a self-titled record called Work to Do. Billy Preston, who played with everybody. This is from a 1974 record called The Kids and Me, Nothing from Nothing. And Elton John just finished it up from his Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy record that was Writing. All right, so as I mentioned, at 9:20 in the morning, I have our friend Larry Newman here. Let's welcome Larry here. How you doing?
All right.
Yeah, using my two hands to applaud.
I have to say hello to Mrs. Newman.
Yeah?
Who was very good to me. It was my birthday yesterday.
Yeah, now you can drink finally. It's that 21 is a milestone. Actually, this is the newly svelte Larry Newman sitting in front of me.
I did my share of drinking many years ago.
Never would have thought. Never would have thought. All right. Well, listen, it seems like you're a guitar player and you play with all kinds of people all over the place. We're talking about a show that you guys are doing. When I say you guys, you're playing with a band called the Satch Kerins Band, along with Hummingbird Syndicate and the Mike Younger Trio, next Saturday. Over at the Burren,
yes.
June 29th, and that's an exciting show. So we're going to have you play a couple of songs, because you've done a lot of stuff in the past here with a whole bunch of people. Hear two, three songs from you, and then we got a couple of Satch songs and a couple of Hummingbird Syndicate songs as well. So there's a song that you did that's an Asa Brebner song.
Yeah.
I'm Not Going to Work Today. You want to do that one. Talk a little bit about that one.
Yeah, so I produced these two CDs that were a tribute to Asa Brebner.
Yeah, yeah.
And got local Boston musicians to pick one of Asa's songs. And, my approach was I wanted to try to do something completely different than what his original was.
That's a good thing to do.
Some people did, and some people, they were very similar to Asa's songs. So the original version of this song, if you get it on Asa's I Walk the Streets CD, almost sounded like somewhere, kind of like Tom Waits carnival music almost,
right.
I mean, it was very quirky and very And mine's a little darker, and I was fooling around with a different tuning when I came up with it.
Okay.
And so in between this and the next tune, I'll have to retune a little bit.
So do you use an open tuning on this, or is it?
Yeah. Well, it's sort of a modified open tuning. It's tuned actually to a D chord, which, is not exactly an open tuning. I mean, it's...
it's a legit tuning, yeah.
It's just different, yeah. So anyway, I'm not going to work today.
Well, no, it's Saturday. That'd be silly. All right, everybody, it's Larry Newman here in Studio A, and I'm not going to work today.
Sick. I'll tell them Rover ate the homework. That'll do the trick. I know I'm not in school no more, damn tired. Worst thing that could happen to me is I won't get fired. I'm not gonna hang around like some working class fool. I'd rather sit at home and lounge around in the swimming pool. Well, I'll have me lots of fancy girls to bring me fancy drinks, and I'll have emotional disorders and buy me some fancy shrinks. Worst thing that could happen to me is I won't get fired. Let's rock. Get on welfare. I think I've done lots of work. I think I've done my share. Well, these pretty hands, they're made of flesh. For work they were not made. I think I'm gonna find me a little piece of shade. Into that little corner I will quickly fade. Hey, Shoily, I'm not feeling so well. Can you bring me some chicken soup? Into that little corner I will quickly fade.
You know, it's always cool to watch somebody play live, especially you said it was a different version and you made it darker. To me, it sounded more deliberate. Like, you know what I mean? Like, every lyric was, you know, you were, I mean, I saw you even sort of gesticulating a bit along with well, along with the lyrics. I mean,
well, I do it live, you know.
Yeah,
the,
yeah.
The part with you know, these hands are made of flesh. I mean, I've got a partially open tuned guitar so I can hold one hand
yeah.
up and say these hands are made of flesh.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. And you know, the lyrics, I mean, yeah. those are aces.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
just great
fantastic.
Lyrics.
Yeah.
I love that.
I really think he's the Boston version of Dylan. You know.
Well, higher praise you couldn't do.
I know.
No.
I know.
All right. So you said you have to tuning here.
Yeah.
So,
but I will say we are playing at the Burin. I'll be playing bass with the Satch Kerins band.
Yep.
And like you said, you've got some
songs to play. So I do know on Those Lies, it's not you playing bass on the recording. It's Brad.
No, it's Brad Halen.
Yeah. Helene.
Brad Helene. Yeah. I'm sorry. And so
he'll slice you up for less. You got to say it right.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He actually plays on both.
Oh, does he? That's my next question.
Les and Chantel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both
yeah.
great songs.
Yeah, they. I mean, you know, it was fortuitous. Satch was recording up in Gloucester, and it was much easier to have him just step in and do that. But he's a fantastic bass player and a very good friend of mine.
Yeah, he's a terrific person, yeah. Watching him play bass is like a clinic.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I had him in here, and he told me that he's been playing bass professionally since two weeks after he graduated high school. He went out on the road.
Right.
Been doing that ever since.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, his reputation precedes him. So right now what I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience, I am vamping while
Mr.
Newman over there is futzing with his tlings.
Yeah, futzing.
Futzing. And once he's done with that, there's going to be another song of some kind.
Yeah.
I don't know what that will be.
I'm going to play a song for Mrs. Newman, for my lovely wife. And this was a, you know, you come up to Maine.
I do.
I'm going
there today.
I keep telling you to come by my house, but you haven't threatened to yet.
Well, here's a on the air threatening. Yes, I'll come up. If there'll be some lox and bagels, I'll be.
Oh, well, we'll have it for you.
All right.
We will have Jewish breakfast.
So what's the song you're going to play next?
Let me just make sure I'm
in tune. Also coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, we have Joni and Sarah from American Ocelot, and they've got a whole bunch of new music. It was literally mastered last night. Their brand new EP will be debuted today in the 10 o'clock hour. And Destiny Costa will be here, too, soon.
So I'm going to play a couple in detuning, drop detuning.
Okay.
So this song, originally I thought, oh, I'm going to write a song and make a bunch of money. You know, it's going to be for the tourist board in Maine, so they can like pay me for a jingle or something like that.
Yeah.
And there's no money there. So anyway, it became a song about life and love in the great state of Maine.
Okay.
Of which I have been a part for almost 22 years. But of course, they will never consider me a Mainer. They could consider me, Mainers consider you if you're a transplant from away.
Oh, I see.
That's what they say.
Massachusetts doesn't cut it.
Exactly. You know, actually, we have a word that I won't say on the air for Massachusetts people that come up during this season.
Yeah, I know which one that is. But let me just say that maybe you're not a Mainer, but you're a maniac.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, so what's the name of this song,
okay,
in drop D?
So this is called The Way Life Should Be. And, you know, that phrase is on the sign to the exit, to my exit, actually exit 3 on 95, that gets you to where all the kiddery outlets are and everything.
And who came up with that particular tagline?
I don't know.
Wish it was you, don't you?
I guess so. Mm. I don't know. I mean, probably somebody working for the state, I would
think.
Yeah.
All right, here's Larry and The Way Life Should Be, live in Studio A.
Let me hold you in my safe and warm away from home. Dogs and cats and you and me. That's the way life should be. Prettiest woman I ever seen. Hair of gray and eyes of green. In the woods and by the sea. That's the way life should be. That's the way life should be. Be for you and be for me. No. That's the way life should be.
Nice indeed, sir. It's kind of anthemic, actually.
That's for Mrs. Newman.
Yeah. Hi, Liz. I know you're listening. All right, so let's do one more. Really enjoyed those two. What do you got?
Let's see if I'll keep it. Oh. All right.
All right. The only one you can't do is your Christmas song.
No, I'll do an important one now.
All right.
I just have to tune one string, that's all.
Live on the radio, it's WMFO Medford. Larry Newman is giving a clinic and tuning acoustic guitar.
Okay. So several years ago, we had a big thing happen. And I lost... you know, one of my family and a very good friend, my uncle, and he was one of the first in Massachusetts to die of the coronavirus. And after that, I wrote a song about it called Coronavirus Blues. Escaped from a lab and it started to leave for parts unknown.
the host couldn't breathe. An invisible killer that leaves no clues. You got the coronavirus blues. Well, it went across Europe through airport gates and finally arrived in all 50 states. A worldwide crisis, the only piece of news. You got the coronavirus blues. Well, they shut down the schools, they closed up the stores, can't go to movies and concerts no more. They said that we had to be 6 feet apart. This social distance was breaking my heart. Now it's killed my uncle and my friend's mother. It's the silent assassin of a senator's brother. Masks and gloves for you. You got the coronavirus blues. Sanitizer and wipes for you. You got the coronavirus. The coronavirus. The coronavirus. The coronavirus blues. The coronavirus blues. Coronavirus blues.
You know, Larry, it amazes me still that we all lived through that, and I'm reliving it through your lyrics, and I know it was important to write that and to perform that, and but we, you know, it's history now, but we were there, weren't we? It was so weird that it happened.
Yeah.
But coronavirus blues. Just before that, The Way Life Should Be, and started off with I'm Not Going to Work Today. And Larry's here because he's playing with the Tom Satch Karen's band. They're playing a week from today over at the Barn with Hummingbird Syndicate and Mike Younger Trio. Mm. And I want to play a couple of songs. I'm going to play a couple from Tom Satch Karen's, with which. You play the bass,
yeah.
And I'm going to play a couple Hummingbird songs, so four songs, and we'll be back after that, and hopefully we'll have Joni and Sarah here, and Destiny as well when we come back. So
can I tout a couple of more of my gigs after that?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
I'll stick around.
Please do. I don't want you to go. All right, here's Tom Satch Karen starting off with Those Lies right here at WMFO.
Give away, a dead giveaway. You better hear.
WMFO Medford, 9:58 in the morning. I'm Mike. Been here with Larry Newman for a little while. Expecting some folks to come in from American Ocelot. Let me tell you what I played in that last set. Played something, a couple from Tom Satch Karen's bands for whom Larry plays bass. I played Those Lies, and then I played Chantel. Then I played a couple from Hummingbird Syndicate who are joining them on the bill next Saturday at the Barron. I played I Want You to Stay, and I played Gracefully, two of my favorite songs from that great band.
Starts at 6.
Yeah.
It's an early for us Alta Cockers.
I know.
You know, 6, we go on at 6, Hummingbird Syndicate goes on at 7, Mike Younger goes on at 8.
And we're out of there at 9.
Out of there at 9, you're home in bed by 9:30.
Isn't that the thing? All right, so it's just about 10 a.m. I'm expecting to have Joni and Sarah and Destiny Costa here as well. But before that, I want to share with you something that happened here on June 1st, just down the hall in Studio D. One of the participants in this year's Live Day was a great local trio called Happy Little Clouds. This band